Blog Talk Radio.
It's your girl Cindy right here at Open Talk 2. Want to say good morning to everyone. Hope everyone is having an awesome day. And as always, want to thank you, my supporters, as my platform continues to build. And it inspires me to know when I have different styles of infallible individuals on the show that has been successful in their businesses or just living out their dreams. And also inspires me to know when I've touched, inspired someone who has took my advice or started their ideal dream business, or just took my advice on moving forward onto what they want to do to build a better career for themselves, or just took what they want to do out of life to take care of themselves. So, again, this is what the show is all about, inspiring, motivating, and networking in the best possible situation. Remember, life is like a puzzle, guys. You got to figure it out. This is your life, your dream, your reality. All right, y'all, still looking for MP3 submissions for independent artists, so make sure you email them to opentalk2@yahoo.com, because you never know who will be listening. Last week on the show, had Miss Vernetta Freedy with the Fusion Tour. She was definitely here giving out her information about what's going on with the Fusion Tour and exactly what is the Fusion Tour. Today on the show, going to have an actor from What's Happening, Mr. Ernest Thomas, best known as Raj. Also want to say good morning to my ex-RQK, Los Angeles, AB News Talk, Airtime America Radio. Good morning out there to you guys. Hope you are having an awesome day. All right, y'all. Y'all know what time it is. Got to give y'all your dose of reality. Had my ear to the street with the basketball wise. Good morning, MJ. Are you there?
I'm here.
Hello, hello. How are you this morning, this nasty weather?
I'm fine, and you?
Trying to make it. No practice tonight.
It's film study.
The weather channel lady. All right, let's put it on the table. You know, we got to give it to our people. The only thing I watched was the Basketball Wives for L.A.
That was the only thing I was on, because the Real Housewives of Atlanta didn't come on this Sunday, so.
Yeah, because it was with the Oscars,
Oscars,
huh?
Did
you watch the Oscars a little bit?
Yeah, I've seen it. Oh, my goodness. This is.
What? It was a mess?
The show is too messy.
Oh, I know. I just, you know, I've got to love my ladies. Got to love my ladies. You know, I just hate that they just jump out the box with some stuff. I mean, and you know what? This tickled me last night when I watched Jackie talking about, now the daughter told her not to tell the husband, and she still told
her. Tell the husband.
But remember, she said that she wasn't dating him.
That was my whole thing. I'm like, she said
she never turned it around.
Anything, they were talking. So I'm like, what's the big secret? And I'm like, you making a big deal talking about don't tell dad, but you could tell Drea. Okay, you starting mess right there, and you know your mom is going want that. Tell Drea. She wants to tell Drea something like that.
Right. But what got me is she had to tell in front of everybody.
Yes. Why you couldn't do one on one? This is your friend. That you love? Why you gotta
tell
you? I mean, come on now.
I know. That's these women, girl. That's these women. It tickles me.
And then Sunday has the nerve to try to downplay Drea, like she, you know, she's a stripper and all this stuff. But, Sunday, you got a pass, too. So, I mean, no, ma'am, don't do that. That had me hot last night.
And wait a minute. Now, this is what I didn't understand. Okay, Jackie asked them to help plan this party or whatever, but did she not tell them you're going to be buying this stuff?
I guess not.
Girl, that was funny when they got them candles. I was like, okay, so are they spending their money or what is it?
That's a good question. I don't know. But, I mean, so, I'll buy it, but I will give you the receipt to say, hey, you owe me this because this is not my part. This is yours. If I volunteer to help out, then that's a different story. But
I know. So you can tell there's going to be some junk on that next week. They're going
to
pop out
too. I'm like,
I don't know. What else happened on there? That was pretty much it, huh?
Drea celebrated her 6-month
anniversary.
Yeah, yeah.
Little boy too.
Yes, but I don't know if I would. I don't know about the whole moving in with my 6-month boyfriend situation. I mean, I think she really just gotten custody of her son. But I don't know if I would want to put him in that environment because 6 months is still kind of new.
Brand new.
I would wait a little while before I would try to move.
I think since he travels and I guess off season he'll be home, but during the season he'll be gone most of the time. So I guess she'll just be holding the fort down in the house, taking care of the house pretty much. That's how I look at it.
Yeah, but a lot can go on between that time. And, I mean, like I said, the little boy, I don't know if I think I would leave him with her mom for just a little bit longer till they get, you know, a little more established.
I don't know, but I can't wait till my housewives come back on Sunday.
Yes.
I just cannot wait because I know something's going to jump off on there. I really know that.
Greg and Peter.
Can't wait. Girl, yes. Well, we'll stay tuned, too, next week on our Basketball Wives in L.A. and see what happens with Miss Jackie going to turn up, like the young folks say, turn up.
Yes.
All right, MJ, thank you for calling in this morning.
Thank you for having me.
All righty. All right, y'all. That was MJ. She definitely got the role with me on our reality segment. We didn't have a lot for y'all today, but, you know, you got to tune in to the Basketball Wives of L.A. Always something going on. I love my ladies of basketball reality. But, all right, y'all, going to switch gears a little bit again. Going to give you your blast from the past and take a commercial break. And when I come back, going to have What's Happening star Ernest Thomas. Everybody know him as Raj. So stay tuned for your blast from the past. And, again, he definitely will be here rolling with me. So don't move. You're hanging with your girl Cindy on Open Talk, too. Hold on.
All right. Excuse me, madam. You're standing still in a no-parking zone. You don't get a move on that body, I'll be forced to give you a ticket. So watch it. Thank you. gravity born. Then I'll watch it 2 seconds later. I got you shaking your head, dancing your stand. The right kick, the beat kick you just like a home run, slamming like a tantrum. Ride the wave, change round game from happening to change like it happened to me. How you think it feels to see another MC get paid?
Nominated for the NAACP Image Award for Best Actor. He has been featured in as Everybody Hates Chris. He's played in a Lifetime movie Foreclosure, but we most know him for his character as Raj on What's Happening Now. Let's welcome Ernest Thomas to the show. Hi, Mr. Thomas. How are you?
How are you?
I am good. Thank you for calling. I'm better now. So tell me, what's been going on? How's life been after what's happening?
Oh, man, life has been definitely a roller coaster ride.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, as God says, he doesn't put too much on you that you can't bear. And all of it is really to strengthen you, give you character, you know, because without struggle, there's no progress. So I thank God for all of it. And most of it has been heaven. You know, I can't ask for a more blessed life. A little boy from Gary, Indiana, growing up in Doorville Projects, you know, with a single mother, no father, never met the daddy ever.
Okay.
And through it all, you know, being bullied at school.
Really?
Here I am. Nobody knows the bullies, but they know who I am. So God is great.
Okay. Well, let me ask you, what inspired you to get into acting back in the day?
Well, I was a late bloomer because, I was a shy kid, and plus being in Kojic, Church of God in Christ, that was not acceptable, you know. So, and, you know, Denise Williams talked about that in her Unsung documentary, you know, how she was basically banned from the church after joining Stevie Wonder's background singer. So it wasn't something you really were aspired to do, but in college, you know, I would, you know, make my friend Jake Smith laugh. You know, I just tried to do any silly character, people I've seen, politicians, people on TV, whatever. I just make being silly, and he thought he was the one to put that in me. God put it on his heart, obviously, to tell me that, yeah, you have this. And I fought it, but the rest is history. Here I am.
Okay. Do you remember your first audition?
Oh, yeah. I actually was well, I wasn't trying to be an actor, but I was just playing with it like a hobby. So I took an acting course and got an A in it. And then I saw the movie Romeo and Juliet and decided to, and then the school put on the play Romeo and Juliet, so I went up for the part of the prince because I thought he was the baddest dude in there. You know, I just loved that, his character, and I got the role.
Okay.
It was so exciting. I can remember it. Even as I'm speaking to you, I'm reliving that moment. Because I'm there with all the acting students, so I'm a sociology major, psychology minor.
Okay.
Just being there as a hobby, you know. So I go and do it, and after I get done, the director says, I don't know about you, but I like to hear that one more time. And that was it. I'm like, you know, and I was the only one he said that to.
Oh. Well, let me ask you, what current events or projects are you working on now?
I have a film, Anonymous, written by one of my proteges, former proteges, Mikkel Shannon Jenkins. And you can find that on Off the Grid, the movie.
Okay. .com. Okay.
Off the Grid, GRID, the movie, .com. And I play Olivier. I'm a CIA agent that's gone rogue. I'm evil. Evil!
Oh, God.
But I love the role. And so the first episode is up on that. I did another film with Keith David, and that's True Indigo. And then another film with Eric Roberts called 79 Parts. And then Unsung.
Okay.
Unsung Hollywood is coming on March 12th. They're doing a documentary, TV1, on a whole hour on what's happening.
All right. I'm going to check that out.
Yes, yes.
You've been busy.
Yes, absolutely. Oh, right. I have my own sitcoms that I've written, and we, you know, in the process of pitching those, and have a script that I'm also pitching. So, yeah, a lot of times, you know, also putting packages together as a producer, because I want to hire good people. I want to develop new talent as well, you know.
Well, you know, do you know the Ross dance is still out? You know, I saw, I want to say Shaquille O'Neal or somebody do it maybe a few years ago. I was like, this dance is still around. And the laugh.
Shaquille did it for me. He did it right in front of me. Gary Payton, who was at the Lakers at the time, I had met him and his wife, and they invited me to the Lakers. And then his wife wanted me to meet everybody, and Kobe, and everybody was nice. Kobe and but Shaquille was the most, he was like a big kid. He kept doing the ride stands, and they kept saying, man, stop doing the ride stands. Yeah.
Well, everywhere you go, do people ask you to do the laugh?
Oh, all the time. They love. I was at the Gospel to Hollywood with Pastor Donnie McClurkin, which was an honor to meet him.
Mm-hmm.
And Tamla Mann.
Yes.
They take me to the King. Her husband David Mann, who was in Mr. Brown.
Awesome couple.
And so when I was on the red carpet, you know, someone said, man, please just say it. I went, crack up. I don't know why, but they do. They love the laugh. They love the dance.
That's right. We all love Fries growing up, because, of course, I grew up watching it. How was it working with your former co-stars? Like, do you still, like, maybe keep in touch with, of course, Mr. Hey, Hey, Hey?
Oh, absolutely. Haywood Nelson, who played Dwayne, Danielle Spencer,
mm-hmm.
who was D, and we're very close. I was closer to them than I was anyone.
Okay.
They just clung to me as the youngest one. They just thought I was a little toy to them, I think. I'm serious. They wanted to follow me home.
Oh.
I could not get rid of them. So,
that's
so
sweet.
Close. That's the truth, yeah. I didn't really get it. Shirley Hempel was, because I was resisting that. Like, go home. You know, you got a mother and father. Look, we just doing the show together. Y'all got to come over to my house every day.
Oh, that's sweet, though.
Shirley says, they love you, you fool. And I went, oh. Shirley Hempel let me know God was blessing me with the love of these young kids.
Right. They looked up to you.
Yeah. Who knew, you know?
Who knew? How did Rerun get that name for that character, Rerun?
Well, in the show, they said he kept repeating courses during the summer.
Oh.
So that's why they call him Rerun, because he wasn't the brightest student, you know?
Right. I always wondered that.
He wasn't the sharpest tool in the shed, as they say. So
I always wondered.
But he could dance.
Yeah, he sure could.
To repeat all the courses during the summer school. You know how you have to repeat classes. You don't get to, so that's how he got the name.
Well, I'm going to ask you the last question, because I know you want to get back to your Oscars awards, but I wanted to ask you, for the young comers that are coming up right now that's trying to follow your footsteps, be successful actor, What words of wisdom would you share for them to get into the industry?
Maybe I'm going to tell you something, and this is what we have to, I know for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Not, I don't know about the sports and who's going to win the college hoops and the Final Four and the NFL and the Super Bowl
uh-huh.
and all that. I don't know. I can't tell you about that.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I do know about is faith.
Mm-hmm.
And so I say to them, you know, it is true. You know, and get in the Word of God and the Scriptures and what Christ is saying.
Mm-hmm.
Ask anything in my name and you can have it. You know, the faith the size of a mustard seed,
mm-hmm.
Matthew 21:21, believe it without doubt.
Okay.
And you can say to that mountain, move, that is true.
Okay.
And so even if you don't, if you have just a small amount of faith to have,
mm-hmm.
you know, but that means every day, like you eat food,
mm-hmm.
You have to eat your meals, you should be feeding yourself with the Word of God. Because if you don't, with all due respect to your sister, your
mm-hmm.
brother, your mama, your cousin,
mm-hmm.
your auntie, them, they're gonna say things not knowingly, but Satan whispers to them, okay,
mm-hmm.
to give the message to break you down.
You're absolutely right.
To discourage you.
Yep.
And it comes to your twin brother, your twin sister, you know, those closest to you. It might even be your pastor.
Mm-hmm.
His faith might be weak. You're telling him about, oh, Pastor, I think I could be a great tennis star. He's like, well, you know, just stay in school and get your little teaching job. You know, you can't even listen. I tell kids, the best teacher,
mm-hmm.
the best minister, the best evangelist, the best bishop, the best punk, is Jesus Christ himself.
Right.
So having that personal relationship with Jesus Christ
right.
every day, so you feed yourself, because if you don't, the devil going to feed you through your friends and your associates.
You are absolutely right.
And you're going to be, you don't know why you're discouraged. You don't know why you're stressed out, anxiety attacks.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know why you out of nowhere, you just get in a mood and a funk, because you are under attack. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but spiritual wickedness in high places.
Mm-hmm.
But what is certain, what is sure, is the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And if you do that, and you do your work, got to get your skills,
yep.
got to study.
Got to study.
Study to show thyself approved, a workman that needeth not be ashamed. So you got to study. But when you study, you keep people around you of
mm-hmm.
like minds, like spirit. Anyone
That's
else
right.
is not doing that, and you got to shut them down.
That's right.
You can do it with love. So I shut everybody down because, you know, I was up against everybody. It was just me and God. I had one friend, Jake, that same friend.
Mm-hmm.
He's the only one. Other than that, even though my mother and all them loving, they just didn't see why he going in this. He couldn't a good job and going into this acting thing. What is that? The devil. Everybody, the Church of God in Christ, that's the devil. Your friends, the frat brothers, laughing at you, you know. And if the bottom, so what I had to do is say, with all due respect to
mm-hmm,
y'all,
mm-hmm.
God, in a thousand lifetimes, Mom, as much as you love me, you could never love me like Jesus Christ.
That's right. You are so you're absolutely
you
right,
know,
though.
You can't know. Okay, you don't know what's for me.
Yeah, that's right.
Only Jesus Christ, he made me.
Yeah.
Created me. I belong to him, not to you.
Yeah, you know, and that's what my show is about. Yeah, that's what my show is about, inspiring and motivating and networking with each other. And I tell a lot of people who email me and ask for advice, and, you know, and we look up to, you know, some of the celebrities and, you know, wholesome people to give that words of wisdom, who, you know, when they've been through the actual storm and they know who it is. And I always tell them, not only that, you have to have faith and you got to have the passion to do what you want to do. Or, you know, you want to get into that acting, you want to get into that singing, whatever it is, you got to have faith first, you know. Then, you know, have that fire burning inside of you
yeah.
to make it go through.
That's it, baby.
Yeah.
That's it. And that's
yeah.
what this show is about. I love it.
Yeah, that's what it's about.
That's great. You're ministering.
Yes,
See?
Yes.
You're ministering. You don't know whose your life you might be saving.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So keep doing what you're doing, baby.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Everybody, again, my Open Talk Tube listeners, again, this is Mr. Ernest Thomas again from What's Happening. So thank you, Mr. Thomas, again for calling me today.
You're welcome, darling. All my love.
All righty.
All right, Bob. Welcome back. Welcome back. You're hanging with your girl, Cindy. Hope you enjoyed the interview. Y'all, I called him during the Oscars. So, of course, he wanted to hurry up and watch the Oscars. Hope everyone has watched the Oscars. All right, in closing again, thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed it. I'll be back next week, March 11th. Next week on the show, I am going to be having actor, comedian, Brian Hooks. Y'all know him from Three Strikes. He'll definitely be up in here rolling with me. All right, y'all, follow me on Twitter. Like me at Facebook. If you have any ideas or any questions, any stories to share, email me at opentalk2@yahoo.com. Again, looking for independent artists to submit your content to me at opentalk2@yahoo.com. You never know who will be listening. All righty. Y'all have a blessed day, blessed week. Gonna leave you out with a commercial break. And all right, y'all, don't forget about my Women of Rage, my Houston Women Football Power, my Houston Women. I can't even say their name, y'all. I'm so excited. My Houston Power football team, y'all. Again, they're going to be having a golf tournament this weekend at Melrose Park. Check out their website just for current updated information. And don't leave us hanging, y'all. I'm out of here.
Are you ready for some football? Real women playing real football? Well, check out the Houston Power Women Football Team at www.houstonpowerfootball.com. You want to capture the diva in you? You want to show off that perfect image? Well, call Nicholas at Picture It Photography at 281-716-0239. Again, that's Picture It Photography. Let him capture the diva in you. You want your lips to look glossy and look shiny? Well, Gimme Sugar is a new lip gloss collection that will be launching in the spring with seasonal colors, fabulous shades that will complement your skin tone. So check out Gimme Sugar's website at www.gimmesugar.com. Having the right insurance can be very important, but finding coverage that works for you isn't always easy. And who has the time to sort through all those options? Inspire Insurance Solutions can help. We offer a broad portfolio of health, life, retirement, and long-term care insurance products. They're all designed to meet the needs of individuals like you, and they all come from highly rated companies. The broad selection allows Inspire agents to help you find the insurance plan that fits your lifestyle and your budget. So get solutions you need and the service you deserve. Call now to speak with a licensed agent at 281-408-0239. That's 281-408-0239. It's time for insurance centered around you. Call 281-408-0239 today. Inspire Insurance Solutions, Inc. is an authorized agency in all 50 states and the District of Columbia. Insurance products availability may vary by state. You want to brand your business? You want to take it to the next level? We're advertised here with us at Open Talk 2. Let us help you take your business where it needs to be. So email us at opentalk2@yahoo.com for more information.
the love of my life. From the cradle to the grave, I'ma make you my wife. Put my feelings on the page, say whatever I like. Hip hop, you the love of my life. Hip hop, you the love of my life. From the cradle to the grave, I'ma make you my wife. Put my feelings on the page, say whatever I like. Hip hop, you the love of my life.
We back up in it, the track so terrific, and you got the lovers for how we can whip it, cause us.